What we're doing in GM technology is thinking we know what's going on at the gene level, okay, and moving the genes across and creating new organisms. And when I say transfer to a new organism, this can be an organism of the same species, of course, okay? Although GM technology does give us the chance to move genes from one species to another, something which is new, well, relatively new, okay? There are certain species which we can breed with each other, horses and donkeys, for instance. We can breed together, different species, okay? Tigers and lions you can breed together, just about, okay? But the limited, there's only a very limited number of species that you can breed together, okay? This extends that. So let's just look at the comparison between genetic modification and breeding. Okay, so in genetic modification, we're doing a directed change, okay? I think I know what the DNA is that is influencing this trait. I will move it, okay? Whereas in breeding, we don't know anything about the genes. What we're doing is a random assortment. In GM, very often, we're just choosing one gene, okay? One piece of DNA and moving it. Okay, in breeding, you're taking all the genes in one organism and mixing it with all the genes in another. You've got many genes involved. And if you think of that diagram I had, genes going through the environment to phenotypes, in this case, of course, since all the genes in an organism are part of the environment, we're moving the environment as well. Okay, GM... This joining up I showed you that looked so elegant, right? In fact, occurs at random. We cannot put a gene in a particular part of a chromosome. Okay? Whereas in breeding, okay, the cellular events which are involved in reproduction mean that the genes mix in an ordered way. Here we're doing it randomly, here we're doing it ordered. Note that is in the opposite, okay, to the selection of the genes, okay? So GM, we are being deliberate in our selection of genes, but we can only insert them randomly, yeah? In breeding, we're being random in our selection of genes, but we can only insert them. But they're being inserted for us in an ordered way. Breeding, as I said, normally occurs within species. It's intra-specific, whereas GM... we can be interspecific, we can move genes from one species to another. I'm sorry that those of you at the back, are you having difficulty seeing the bottom of the screen? Notice you've not got long enough necks. I can't put the screen up any higher, and I don't think we can make the image any higher either. It looks as if the projector's on its maximum reach. Sorry about that. Sorry? You, okay, fine. So in GM technology, we're making genetically modified organisms. We're moving single genes from one organism to another. You will find, if you look up information on the web about genetically modified organisms, you'll find that people are worried about them. And we'll look at a bit more of these worries in a minute. First of all, the initial worry when people first made genetically modified organisms was because the original experiments were done on bacteria, and these bacteria were potentially disease-causing, okay? The worry was that if we moved the genes, not knowing how we were doing it, okay, we would create new organisms which would be more pathogenic, right? We have been doing this now for 30 years, okay, and as far as we know, no new pathogens have been accidentally made, okay? So worries about health are probably not justified. However, we have been very careful not to allow genetically modified organisms like bacteria to escape from laboratories. So we keep them in the laboratory.